Ethnowise podcast. This is Mike Kimball. In this episode of the podcast, we're going to explore through a guided meditation the linguist Daniel Everett's notion of experiential liminality. This is the jargony term, I guess you could say, for a concept that has a word that the Pitahan, the Amazonian people he studied, use called ibipio. Most of the guided meditations that I offer through these podcasts ask you to apply some ways of experiencing your own mind. Probably the best approach to use for doing this is to listen to it all the way through first before actually doing the meditation. Give yourself a little bit of time to process what you heard, and then run it through again, actually doing the meditation itself. So I'm going to read a bit from the book, from Ethnowise, to give you a sense of where we're coming from with experiential liminality, and then we're going to try it out, as I said, through a guided meditation. In his book, Don't Sleep, There Are Snakes, the linguist Daniel Everett provides a fascinating account of his efforts to learn the difficult language of the Pitahan in the Amazon. The language includes not only words, but also musical sounds. And he discovered a new word, ibipio. At first, he thought this word was an adverb, meaning something like just now. When a hunter appeared around a bend in the river on his return to the village, people would say in Pitahan, this man is ibipio arriving. In other words, this man is just now arriving. But then, after hearing it used in a number of other contexts, Everett started to doubt this initial inference. This is what he writes. Then one night, these two men, whose names I actually can't pronounce, an old man, who had recently moved to our village from an upriver Pitahan village, came to my house. He dropped a couple of fish hooks that I had just given them. I used my matches to help us search for the precious fish hooks on the floor. The match began to flicker. The men commented, the match is ibipioing. I heard this word used this way on another night about the flames of a campfire that were beginning to go out. In these contexts, the Pitahan were not using the word as an adverb. Whoa, it doesn't mean just now, I realized one afternoon. It's used to describe the situation in which an entity comes into sight or goes out of sight. One morning, as one of these men was leaving to fish, I noticed that a group of children were giggling and staring at him as he paddled. At the precise moment that he disappeared around the bend, they all shouted in unison, that man, ibipio. That man disappeared. This scene was repeated every time someone came or left. At least some Pitahan would comment, he disappeared. And the same when they returned around the bend. The disappearing and appearing, not the identity of the person traveling, were what interested the Pitahan. The word ibipio seemed to be related to a cultural concept or value that had no clear English equivalent. Of course, any English speaker can say, John disappeared or Billy appeared just now, but this is not the same. First, we use different words, hence different concepts, for appearing and disappearing. More important, we English speakers are mainly focused on the identity of the person coming or going, not the fact that he or she has just left or come into our perception. Eventually, I realized that this term referred to what I call experiential liminality, the act of just entering or leaving perception, that is, a being on the boundaries of experience. A flickering flame is a flame that repeatedly comes and goes out of experience or perception. So in other words, what Everett discovered was that the Pitahan have trained their minds through their cultural experience and heritage to focus only on what is happening, or especially, we should say, on what is happening in the moment. Something is coming into perception or to awareness and then going out of awareness. What's it like to have a mind that focuses on things in that way? Because if you think about it, our own training, those of us who come from, as I mentioned in the book, and as other people have called it, weird societies, in other words, Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic, people who come from weird societies, I don't think many of us are trained to notice when things come into awareness and then go out and be fixated on that. Instead, we are pretty much spending our time thinking about things that will happen or that did happen, and we aren't noticing things that come in and out. So, what's it like to hone your perception to focus only on what is at hand, what you are witnessing in the moment? That's what this guided meditation is about. As with all the other guided meditations that we do on these podcasts, what I'm going to ask you to do is find a comfortable place to, and a quiet place, to sit on a chair or on the floor, legs crossed or feet flat on the floor, as the case may be. Your back erect, in an alert position. Your eyes gently closed, if you're comfortable with that. And then what I'm going to ask you to do for this experiential liminality meditation is, as we do in many of the other meditations, first, find a place in your body where you notice yourself breathing. This place could be just below your nostrils, could be in your belly as your belly rises and falls with each in-breath and out-breath, your chest, whatever works for you, where you feel those sensations. So let's start with that first. Find a comfortable place, a quiet place, where you can sit in the way that I told you, and then just relax and bring your attention to your breathing. Just notice the sensations associated with breathing. Tension, warmth, vibrations. As your mind wanders away from that, as your mind will do, just notice that it has wandered into thoughts or feelings or whatever it might be, memories, planning, what's going to happen next. And just gently bring your attention back to your breath. Okay. Now we're going to keep it simple. And we're just going to focus on hearing. What I'd like you to do is bring your attention to just the sensation of hearing sounds. In other words, as a sound that happens in your external environment or even inside yourself, if you're hungry, your belly might be grumbling. Whatever that sensation is that you're hearing, just bring your attention to that experience. So just try that out. Any sound at all. Now, depending on where you are, there may be many sounds happening, or there may be no sounds at all, or at least no overtly perceptible sounds. There might be little sounds happening. The structure of your home settling, or the sound of a heating system turning on, or something like that. So there's always going to be some kind of sound to focus on. See if you can identify one of those sounds and just notice it. Keep your attention on it like you were keeping your attention on your breath. Now here's where we play around with Everett's idea. As you're listening to that sound, leave your awareness open to a new sound that might be coming in, and notice its arrival. Once you've noticed it appear in your awareness, see what it's like while it stays there. Does it stay the same? Is it growing stronger or weaker? Does it pulse? Is it steady? Notice its qualities. And then I want you to notice when it passes away. How does it leave? And what does it feel like when it's gone? Do this again with another sound. Notice as it enters your awareness. Notice what it's like while it's in your presence. And then notice it's passing away. Maintain this open awareness, but also not judging them, not bringing your own ideas to them, not bringing judgments and stories and interpretations. Or if you're bringing those things, just notice that they've arisen. But keep your focus on the actual sound itself. Don't be distracted by the thoughts that your own mind is producing. Just notice the nature of these sounds as they come in, stick around, and pass away. When you've tried this out with several sounds, just bring your attention gently back to your breathing for just a few moments, feeling those sensations as they change, as they appear in your awareness and then disappear in different ways, in breath, out breath. Then open your eyes and take stock of what happened. Were you able to focus exclusively on the sense stimuli you experienced as they were occurring? If not, what made this difficult to accomplish? Was it thoughts? If so, what kinds of thoughts were they? Were some of them oriented toward the past? Things that had already happened? Thoughts about previous thoughts, even? Were some oriented toward the future? Planning thoughts? Anticipatory thoughts? Were some oriented towards fantasies? I wonder what a Peter Han would be doing with this exercise. If you were able to stick with the experience of the arising continuation and then the passing away of the sounds you were drawing your attention to, then you got a little taste of the Peter Han experience of experiential liminality. If, on the other hand, you're like a lot of people, including me, where your thoughts are arising about past, present, and future continually, then it might be more difficult to grasp a cultural group whose worldview revolves around living in the present moment, noticing things, EBPing, coming into awareness, and then going out, and being delighted by that.